Welcome to another edition of Geek Culture Congress. I'm one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, and I'm coming to you, bringing to you my spoiler-free review of The Fabelmans, which will be in theaters this weekend. The new movie, new drama by none other than Steven Spielberg himself. And what I can say is that I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. It's a little different from what we normally review here on Geek Culture Congress, I know. Since it was a Steven Spielberg movie, I said, why not? Let's do a quick review for the holiday, especially because it's coming up on the holiday weekends. And I got to say that I thoroughly enjoyed this movie very much, being someone who is in the art stuff as myself, producing and DJing and stuff like that. I really understood where this movie's coming from. If you are passionate about the arts in any way, shape, or form, I highly recommend this movie. You will enjoy it very much. If you have a child who is passionate about something, you will enjoy this movie. It's a very, very, very touching story, very uplifting story. I enjoyed it very much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Gabriella Bell is excellent in the movie. Also, Michelle Williams as the mother of the protagonist is also excellent in the movie. Seth Rogen's excellent. You got David Lynch doing a little John Ford interpretation there, which is actually excellent. Jude Hirsch is in the movie as well, and he has a lot of quotable quotes there in this movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was excellent, especially if you are a great story about passion and following that passion and some of the cause and effect of following your passion. So fortunately in life, very well done. Excellent movie about early filmmaking as well. So you get a little insight into what was actually needed to be done to make those early films or even home films. And I don't want to get into it more without ruining the movie for you. So, if you're a fan of drama and, you're a fan of passion behind art, you will enjoy this movie. Okay. Go see it. The Fabelmans in theaters this weekend. I give it a 4 out of 5. Great coming of age story by Steven Spielberg. The Fabelmans in theaters this weekend. That's my review here on Geek Culture Congress. Monday, hopefully we'll be back with a live show at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come and join us for that. Have a great holiday weekend, everybody. Be safe.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.